Welcome to The Scoop, an informational podcast for graduate students in the College of Music at Michigan State University. My name is Susan Hoekstra, graduate advisor and your host. For those of you who will be attending our summer degree programs in music education and choral conducting, welcome. Your three summers here will allow you to receive outstanding growth as a professional and connect with others from all across the country. This podcast will give you some basic information on advising, orientation exams, degree requirements, and how to register. Advising. A mandatory advising session over the phone must be scheduled to help you with your coursework. Please email Ann Simon at musgrad@msu.edu in the graduate office to set up a time for us to talk. It is very helpful for you to have access to a computer during our advising time. As your graduate advisor, I am here to help you figure out your schedule each summer depending on your degree requirements. Please keep in mind that each student has their own background, goals, and financial considerations, so advising is essential to make the most of your educational experience. Please be sure to discuss your academic schedule with me and not rely on other students for advising. Orientation exam. All students must take the music theory orientation exam. There are two parts to the exam, written and oral skills. Students who score below 70% on the written portion will be required to take Music 200, Introduction to Music Theory, and must complete the course with a grade of 2.0 or better before enrolling in any other theory courses. Students who score below 70% on the oral skills portion of the exam must take Music 201 Oral Skills. A student must complete the course with a grade of 2.0 or better, but may take the course concurrently with their first music theory course. Please keep in mind that if you need to take Music 200 and or Music 201, these credits do not count towards the 30 requirements needed for the degree. In order to understand and prepare for the exam, be sure to look online under Current Students for Graduate Students, Info for New Students. You will find a review sheet that will help you prepare for the exam. Also, please check our website for the date and the time for the exam for this summer. Degree requirements. We offer two degrees in the summer, Master of Music in Music Education and Master of Music in Choral Conducting. I will outline the requirements here, but please refer to the Graduate Handbook for more details. You can find the Graduate Handbook on our website under Current Students for Graduate Students. The Music Education program is 30 credits. Here are the requirements for completion of that degree in four categories. 1. 12 credits in Music Education courses to be selected from the following. Music 860, Philosophical Considerations in Music Education. Music 861, Seminar in Psychology of Music Education. Music 862, Seminar in Music Curriculum and Methodology. Music 863, Seminar in Sociology of Music Education. Music 864, Research in Music Education. Two of these courses are offered on a rotating basis each summer. 2. Complete a minimum of 10 credits, including A. 3 credits in musicology. We typically offer 2 musicology courses in the summer. Please refer to the schedule of courses for the courses offered this summer. B. 3 credits in music theory. We offer the same 3 courses in the summer that fulfill that requirement. Music 875, Analysis of Musical Scores, including Band, Orchestra, Choral Scores, for 3 credits. Music 872, Tonal Forms, which discusses the interplay of melody, harmony, rhythm, and timbre in various structural units. This is a 2-credit course, but music education students typically take 1 additional credit of Music 890 to meet those 3 credits. Music 867, Practical Keyboard Musicianship. This course develops skills that facilitate musicianship in the classroom, including transposition, melody harmonization, realization and reduction of open scores, and playing various kinds of shorthands. This is a 3-credit course. C. 2 credits in music performance or conducting. This can include vocal, piano, or instrumental lessons. Should you wish to take lessons on a particular instrument, you will not be able to register for the class without an override. Please let Ann Simon know what private lesson you'd like today take. She will put your name on an instructor list and then give you an override so you can register. We do offer workshops that can also satisfy this requirement, but please validate that with me before you register. D. 2 credits at the 800 level in music conducting, music performance, composition, music theory, or musicology. Section 3. Complete 4 additional credits in graduate courses within or outside the College of Music. For example, some teachers from Michigan will take TE 846 to fulfill their reading literacy requirement from the state of Michigan. Also, if you have taken graduate courses from another university, please let me know that during your advising appointment. We may or may not be able to transfer those credits into this degree. 4. 4 additional credits in graduate courses in music education. Typically, music education students take an additional music education course for 3 credits and 1 workshop to fulfill this requirement. Aside from this coursework, there are 2 other requirements you must fulfill. Ensemble. As part of a comprehensive music degree, students need to participate in music activities. Summer students can fulfill this in 1 of 2 ways. 1, participate in the summer choral union for 2 summers. Or 2, participate in a band, orchestra, jazz band, or chorus for the equivalent of 2 semesters in your area while you are in the degree program. For example, if you are in a community band in your hometown during the academic year, that would suffice. If you do choose this option, we would need a letter from the director outlining your participation in the ensemble. If you have more details on this requirement, please get in touch with me. Comprehensive exams. Pass a 3-hour written comprehensive exam. This exam is typically offered in the 3rd semester of coursework. Dr. Robinson, chair of the music education area, will help you prepare and schedule this exam. Also, during the summer, there are workshops. These workshops can be used for music education credits or for other credits as determined through advising. Please consult with your advisor each summer to confirm the workshop you want to take will fulfill your requirement. For students in the Master's of Music and Choral Conducting degree, requirements can be found on page 31 of the Graduate Handbook. Again, you can find the graduate handbook on our website under 4 current students, 4 graduate students. The degree consists of 30 credits, broken down in 5 different categories. 1, 12 credits. Students take the following courses each summer in the program to equal the 6 credits needed for each seminar. Music 857, Seminar on Choral Literature. Music 858C, Seminar on Choral Conducting. 2. 6 credits of music history. 3. 2 courses, 5 to 6 credits, in music theory. 4. Complete 4 credits in music 897 concert conducting. The student will conduct the full program in a public school concert or conduct a series of pieces in 2 or more public choral concerts. 5. 2 to 3 elective credits. Also, as part of the audition process, students must demonstrate proficiency in French, German, Italian, English, and Latin, and vocal pedagogy. Any deficiencies will be addressed at that time to determine if additional coursework is needed. Ensemble. Just like the music education degree, students need to participate in music activities. Summer students can fulfill this in 1 of 2 ways. Participate in the summer choral unit for 2 summers. This is usually, you usually participate in the choral unit if you're a choral conducting major. Or 2, participate in a band, orchestra, jazz band, or chorus. for the equivalent of 2 semesters in your area while you are in the degree program. If you choose this option, we would need a letter from the director outlining your participation in the ensemble. So, now that you understand degree requirements, how will you register? Well, first of all courses are listed in the MSU schedule of courses, including workshops. You can also find course descriptions on our website. Once we have completed your advising session, you will need to register for classes. However, to do that, you must get your MSU NET ID. To get your NET ID, you must have a PID number and a PAN number, PAN number. Your PID number starts with the letter A and has 8 numbers. The PAN is your access number to that and is 4 numbers. You should have received these numbers when you admitted to MSU. To get your NET ID, Google MSU NET ID and it will walk you through the entire process. Registration. Once you have gotten your PID number, your PAN number, your MSU email, and your NET ID, you are ready to register. Registration for summer courses begin as early as March 11th. To register, you will need to visit the MSU Registrar's Office page. If you Google MSURO, you will find it. Click on Enrollment and Registration, and it will lead you through the process. Even though we may have talked about the courses you will take, you are not officially enrolled until you register. So, I think we've kind of summed up what we want to talk about as far as this podcast goes. So I thank you for listening. I look forward to seeing you on campus and talking to you soon. In the meantime, feel free to get in touch with me at shoekst@msu.edu. See you soon.